Whiskey before breakfast.
All right. That'd make you sick, though. Thank you, but you forgot the pat, huh? I'm going to play one more.
You're doing just fine. Don't forget old sledge.
We're not going to.
How long have I got here?
Oh, you got loads of time.
Okay. Well, we're going to play the fork of deer. This is the way, this kid likes the way I play it. I played like my dad. He played, we don't put all that funny stuff in it, you know? Sometimes people play it don't sound like it. But this is the way I learned it. Way back in when my dad learned it, and he learned it this way. We don't put a lot of stuff in it. I can, but I don't, on account.
Thank you.
I'm glad we come alive, ain't you? We're going to play in G now. She's having to change a little bit. That don't take but a little bit. She likes that fork and deer. Anyhow, we ain't done a lot of talking. She won't talk, huh?
If I say something, I might say it wrong.
This, now we're going to play one. I came up here to play a couple of 3 weeks ago in the afternoon, and was playing Sally, Will You Marry Me? I wonder if we can play that. Slow like, and this is the moon behind the hill, way behind the hill.
Thank you. He agreed to play one of my favorites here. Jerry Milne's asking him to play it. This one's called Old Sledge. Where'd it get its name? Do you know? Do you know where it got its name, Old Sledge? Do you know where it got its name, Old Sledge?
No, I know the Old Man Jackowain, and my dad played it. The Old Man Jackowain from Webster County. And he played it all over the country. He was a state champion years ago. And there's how I learned it from them two people, my dad and him. So I want you to listen to this. This is a request. Baggage album, 250, ladies.
That broken string was part of it, too. they told me that when they ran out of strings, they used to take screen wire and take screens out of the windows, pull the wires out, put them, string them on their banjos or on their fiddle, and they could keep on playing. That's what's known as hard times. Phoebe's going to come out, Phoebe Parsons. She's from down Calhoun County. And just as much as what he plays is the real thing, what Phoebe plays and sings is the real thing. And if y'all were to ever go to her house up a mountain like that, you would suddenly change how you think about Phoebe and about mountain people, and you start getting a grasp of what this music is about. As I spent time with the Hammondses, I started learning more and more of what the music's about. I remember a night out there in the mountains when it was blue cold and so on and so on, you know, and it's those kinds of things really, really touched me as much as hearing the music. And for me, it's there in the music. Phoebe, you want to come on out? Fiddlesticks. It's like playing a fiddle and a dulcimer together. That's my opinion.
No Sourwood Mountain.
Be the best in those.
All right,
we'll
play the
Sourwood
Mountain.
I'm going to beat a pair of fiddlesticks here to you. I don't know whether I can play after this gentleman or not. I know him pretty well. We've played on stages before, but not this way. We'll try it for you.
Woo-hoo! town. Right? Don't you play Roger Dangerfield when you play Roger Dangerfield?
Well, I can, but not crazy.
Thank you. That was wonderful. I'm going to play over here from this side to see the other side. Pound, I don't want to buy. That's wonderful. I love y'all.
Clark Kessler, you say, you're going to play that old time music, got to put the power in it. That was in there, wasn't it? I really had the fire in there. Thank you, Phoebe. Melvin, thank you.
Thank you. I'm Phoebe Parsons. A lot of you don't know me, a lot of you do. And I don't know a lot of people here, but I'd like to get to know you better. Everywhere I go, I appreciate it. They're so good to me, people is. And I love everybody. I don't care who knows it. I love everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, I'm going to sing a song. And if I don't sing over to forget like, but I think I can maybe make it out. This is A Charming Little Girl. Once I courted a charming little girl. On to me she placed her whole heart's delight. I courted her for love, her love to me maintained. But I hardly could ever sigh her complaints. Just excuse me, I'm kind of hoarse. Then when her parents last came to know that me and her daughter together we did go. They locked her in her chamber severe, that I hardly could ever get one sight of my dear. 7 long years I've lived under a king. At the end of 7 years, returning home again. My heart's so full of sorrow, my eyes so full of tears, that I hardly could ever get one sight of my dear. Down to the war I'm going to go, to see if I can forget her, saying yes or no. But when I got in sight, the army shone so bright, that it put me in fresh mind of my whole heart's delight. Down to the war I must go, to see if I can forsake her, saying yes or no. Her mother saw me coming, she wrung her hands and cried, said once my daughter loved you dearly, but for your sake she died. There I was struck like a lamb in a sling. The tears fell from my eyes like showers of rain. Oh, that grief that I can hardly bear. For my true love's in her grave. It won't be long till I'll be there. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to try to sing another Lum's Horse, or I should not sing any. I don't know what made me get so hoarse. But I'll try. No, I can't sing it too high. You prom. This is Leloni. You promised to meet me at Adam Spring and bring me some money and other fine things. You brought me no money to pity my case. We'll go and get married. It'll be no disgrace. Get on behind me, and away we will ride till we come to some city. I'll make you my bride. She got on behind him, and away they did go till they come to James River, where the waters did flow. Little Oney, I'll tell you my mind. My mind is to drown you and leave you behind. Jim Lewis, please spare me my life. I'll always go begging if I can't be your wife. Little Oney, I'll tell you no lies. In the bottom of James River, your body shall lie. They crossed over the river to the other far side, thinking of little Oney, how she suffered and died. Out come it, they run him up. No, out come his dear mother with her locks all turned gray, said, you've murdered little Oney and you're running away. They run him up Red River, about 50-foot range. They had him arrested and bound down in chains. Go shoot me, go hang me, for I am the man that murdered little Oney down by the mill dam. Thank you. I thought I'd sing a few and play them, but I'm kind of hoarse-like. I better just play a few and not sing any more tonight. I might get a chance to sing a little tomorrow or something. But I'm getting awful hoarse somewhere or another. I might sing one, but it won't sound right. Is that okay? This is McKinley in the White House. You're just not a little girl.
McKinley in the White House. McKinley in the White House. His friends all around.
Up stepped the roustabout. He shot McKinley down. Yes, he's gone. Yes, he's gone.
Turn me over.
Turn me over slow. Don't test my wounded side. My heart'll overflow. Yes, he's gone. Yes, he's gone. Said McKinley, I cannot find a ball. Yes, he's gone. Yes, he's gone. Jumped on my pony, threw back his mane. Said to that pony, got to outrun the train from Buffalo, Washington. $40 casket, $90 hat. Tuck McKinley to the graveyard. They'll never bring him back. Yes, he's gone. Yes, he's gone. belt in the White House. Drinking out of a silver cup. McKinley's in the graveyard, Lord, he's never come up. Yes, he's gone. Yes, he's gone. Now that piece, we used to play it on a graphophone when we didn't have too much music to play. We'd go to dance, we'd dance that piece, putting it all right, that same one, McKinley in the White House. We'd dance that piece, that was real good to dance, in the square dance. I'm gonna play you Men on Hook. It's a pretty good one. I like it pretty well. I play it everywhere I go, gnarly. And this is an awful old piece. You heard it when I was very small. Down the southwest door, cotton for my